Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, November 9th. The Blue Water District School Board is planning to censor Brockton and South Bruce trustee Derek Long and bar him from sitting on all committees for 90 days after he was found to have breached several sections of the board's code of conduct. The Board of Trustees resolved to impose sanctions against him, but they aren't finalized yet. The Education Act requires Long to be notified in writing and given 14 days to respond, and then the board would meet again. The Integrity Commissioner's report says Long has not previously been found in contravention of the Code of Conduct, and in some cases, he truly did not grasp the limits of the role of trustees, but also notes, on the other hand, some of his conduct was simply bizarre and inexplicable, adding other conduct was blatantly disrespectful. The Integrity Commissioner says Long did acknowledge he should have handled things better and would reform his conduct moving forward. Grey Highlands is seeing an uptick in building activity compared to last year. Council received an update to the number of building permits issued between July and September, which includes residential, commercial, institutional, industrial, and agricultural, during its meeting on November 6th. In July, the municipality saw a large jump in permits issued compared to 2023, with 75 in total versus the 35 issued last year. A significant portion of these came from detached homes, townhouses, and renovation permits, as well as four new agricultural buildings. The trend continued in August, with 59 permits issued this year compared to the 39 in 2023, but the gap closed a little in September, with 46 issued this year versus the 44 in 2023. A former reeve of the town of Chesley has died. Daynard Bell served several terms as councillor for the former town of Chesley and held the position of reeve for the town in 1998. The municipality of Erin Eldersley, which now includes Chesley, says the flag will be lowered to half-mast at the municipal office until November 10th in his honour. They add their thoughts are with his family at this difficult time. Brockton is officially recognizing the opening of a new rental development in Walkerton. Municipal officials gathered at the new 60-unit apartment building at East Ridge Business Park this week, which was constructed by WT Living, a local construction and property management company. Residents began moving into the rental units last month, which feature one- and two-bedroom suites, private balconies, and access to a fitness center. Mayor Chris Peabody says the apartment building is a welcome addition to the East Ridge Business Park. On to national news, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's promise to launch a mass deportation of millions of undocumented people has the Canadian government looking at its own border. According to media reports, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says the issue is one of two points of focus for a recently revived cabinet committee to handle Canada-U.S. relations. While she says the committee has a plan, she did not share the details. Canada saw a major increase in the number of irregular border crossings between 2016 and 2023, which the RCMP attributes in part to the first Trump presidency. In sports, in the NHL, Toronto beat Detroit 3-1. Meanwhile, at the U17 World Challenge in Sarnia last night, Canada beat Sweden 6-4. In the PJHL, Mount Forest beat Walkerton 6-2, Wingham beat Goderich 5-1, and Hanover beat Mitchell 4-2. In the Ontario Elite Hockey League, Tavistock beat Saugeen Shores 4-2, and Durham fell to Erin 6-5. The Owen Sound Attack are hosting the Kitchener Rangers in the annual Hockey Fights Cancer game at the Bayshore tonight. Game time is at 7. Then Sunday afternoon, the Attack hosts the Sudbury Wolves. And in high school football, St. Mary's lost to Centennial 38-0 in the quarterfinals. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.